Different cultures have different approaches to rhythm. Some beats are more easily felt than explained. Take Afro-Cuban music. To some, the rhythms sound complicated to the point of intimidation. They may make you want to move, but if you stop to think about what's going on, your feet won't know what to do. Well, in this installment of our series Rhythm Section, Franny Kelly learned it's not really that hard once you abandon a central tenet of a lot of music, the one.
In pop music, songs by everybody from the Beatles to Blondie to Prince start like this. The one is the downbeat. It's the first beat, the one on which a conductor drops his baton. For some types of music, that one is crucial. It drives rock and roll, gives funk its muscle, and makes disco sound like it will go on forever. But the one, the downbeat, isn't everything, everywhere.
In Cuba, we don't really have that much of a love affair with one.
Cuban percussionist Daphnis Prieto grew up hearing more complex rhythms outside his window in Havana. Polyrhythms and the songs they propel are less concerned with hitting that one. An example is a Cuban polyrhythm called the huahuanco, a musician playing clave, basically two sticks or wood blocks, insinuates the rhythm. And then the rest of the band jumps in, like double dutch. Daphnis Prieto slows it down. He plays the clave part on two drumsticks.
Bang, 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 bang. It has a very specific rhythmic taste.
These rhythms have moved and evolved with people from Africa to the Caribbean to the States. They can be notated, but some aren't, for good reason. The huahuanco in particular comes out of a secret Afro-Cuban organization that played on even though the government in Havana banned African drums from 1900 to 1940. For a time, the rhythm was actually subversive. But that's another story. The effect, Prieto says, gets back to the idea of musicians forgetting about the one.
When you don't think about it, then it's when you do it. You can become just frightened by just the intellectual idea of how is it possible? And they don't even ask the question. When you ask the questions to them, it's like, what do you mean, I just dance and play?
The dancing part is key. Huahuanco is one of three rhythmic patterns that live under the umbrella of the rumba. There are different dances and dancers for each. Huahuanco is for a man and a woman. The man tries to get to the woman, she resists.
A good example would be the way that a rooster courts a hen.
Roman Diaz is an Afro-Cuban percussionist who lives in Newark, New Jersey. He says when he's playing a huahuanco, he's supporting the dancers, watching their steps.
You're sketching this idyllic romance that the dancers are presenting. Everything is combined. There's one thread that goes throughout the dance, the music, and the singing. We are molecules in one nucleus, you know. We all work together as one.
It's more an attitude. It's more a way of living than just the sake of keeping specific patterns.
Daphnis Prieto was joined in the studio by pianist Vijay Iyer, and he says that attitude of comfort with different patterns or rhythms living together has taken different forms.
It's in ragtime. It's in bounce music from New Orleans. You hear it in hip-hop today. There's an inherent asymmetry to these patterns. There's a sort of downside and an upside with the beat, and then there's a part that's against it, right?
Right.
And it sort of moves back and forth between on and off, so it has that lift in it.
He calls it 3D. And it's no coincidence that the styles he names are all music for dancing. Polyrhythms can be felt and taught, even if the listener didn't grow up in Havana. This is Ramon Diaz and me playing together.
Sí, señor.
Es decir, usted tiene ritmo. Entonces, ahora.
Says you have rhythm.
Ahora.
So there you have the different elements of the rumba. It's very simple. He had you playing a rumba in no time.
Franny Kelly, NPR News.